Greetings, I present to you the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca. I am your Master Overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond amongst the branches of progressive, fusion, and alternative genres, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens, out at the diverse musical landscape, on the ever-changing horizon. Happy New Year's, my good centuries. Welcome to the first observational session of 2020. Hope you all had a good holiday season and prepared for more eclectic goodness here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. The original plan for me was to return for a live broadcast over the winter holidays, but the new year hasn't treated me great thus far, giving me a terrible flu sickness. So I have pre-recorded this session as I continue to recover at home. Send your get wells with positive energy for my eventual live to air return. The plan today is to feature my personal best of 2019 top 20 albums, the albums and artists who impressed, influenced, and inspired me last year, with their creativity, ability, and passion. Some artists have also slotted positions in my top music videos, singles, and EP year-end lists, all of which can be fully viewed on the online music blog Irregular Dreams. Secondary to this main focus is a retrospective of the accomplishments, struggles, and memories I have made with the program in 2019. So let's jump into that. We first heard one of the albums that made my top best albums of 2019 was Metamorphonic by Bomnivores, a Halifax, Nova Scotia experimental post-rock duo. That track was Initiator. That album, Metamorphonic, can be found self-released, Pimp Pay What You Can, on their Bandcamp page. One of the proudest things that I've done with the scope this year, most impressive, is being able to host a wide spectrum of musical guests on the show with my audience in the Observational Tower series, with interviews and doing more live streams with CFRU's Green Screen Dream Machine. I want to thank all the artists who were allowed me to talk with them and to be able to play with us, depending on the circumstances. And there were a lot of artists that I had the pleasure to feature. So I want to thank Kitzel, Conductor, Subterranea, Ned Flanders, David Alexander, Mark Wiley, Stan Partners, Dizzy Mystics, Blue Nui, Joyful Joyful, Bonnie Trash, The Burning Hell, Sombra, The Naked Harpist, Sages, Enimatis, Le Greff, Atlas Empire, Low Kites, Ulrich, and Juarez. That is so many. Like, haven't featured that many artists before in my 3-year history with the show. And also, I want to do special shout out for the live streamed interviews that I've done. Couldn't do it all by myself, and I want to thank Brian, Jenny, Longfei, Andrew, Griffin, and all the other people who I forget to recognize. You, I couldn't do it without you all. And as a quick reminder, all those live streamed interviews and performances can be found on CFRU's YouTube channel. Let's continue on with my personal best albums of 2019. First up, we have Boston art rock band Bent Knee. I'm just impressed by their production, but also they seem to have a punk aesthetic that they've added into the mix with this album that they just released, You Know What They Mean, released on Inside Out Music. And the song that I'm going to be featuring also makes it onto my music video and singles list. I just like it so much. Here is Hold Me In by Bent Knee.
I get hardly say what you say. What you say.
Yeah.
In that quadruple audible observational set presentation, we had Bent Knee starting off with Hold Me In off the album You Know What They Mean, released with Inside Out Music, followed by the two beginning tracks by Montreal art punk band Blue Nuit from the album Le Jardin des Mémoires, released with Michel Records, those tracks being the title track Le Jardin des Mémoires and Le Même Discours. And finally, a formal horse from Southampton, UK, avant rock band, with their first full-length album, Here Comes a Man from the Council with a Flamethrower, self-released on Bandcamp, and we heard last track on Side Fun. Blue Nuit was one of the features of the audience this past year, having been able to record an interview as well as record their live performance when Kazoo Fest 2019 was occurring last April. And for A Formal Horse, I've been following them since their last EP, and I love all the vocalists that they've had to match their math rock textures, and it seems like they've been able to match down one of them for this great adventurous album. We now have something local now. Toronto's art rock band Wax Limbs with their sophomore album, The Autumn Bell, self-released on Bandcamp. I have been playing this album in addition to Bomnivore's Metamorphonic album thoroughly, almost to its entirety. So I will be continuing that trend here with Chase the Moon, here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. Here's Wax Limbs.
Oh, Hey, this is Matthew of Sombra from Montreal, and you're listening to the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca.
Rocketing through dark clouds, heart in shell, not a nerve exposed, snow whirls in a blind dance, unbodied hunger drinks from my bones and
an artist brimming with calming impressionism and poetic conjuring, who made some standout moments for me in 2019, and now a great musical friend. That was Clara Engel, Toronto Holy Blues folk noir singer-songwriter guitarist, with Land Animal, off their album, full-length album this year, Where a City Once Drowned, the Bethlehem Tapes Volume 2, available, self-released on Bandcamp. Clara's EP this year, Little Blue Fox, made it onto my top 20 EPs for 2019. I was able to host a solo concert for Clara on the Golden Bus in June with my newly started side facade of the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, the concert curation series that Jenny Mitchell, the one who runs the Golden Bus, was able to support me in doing that. So thank you, Jenny. And then in November, Clara allowed me to open for them at the Antica Cafe in Toronto as my new solo project, Piers Ulvai, affected bass clarinetist of post-progressive ambient atmospheres, having been able to perform a couple times in 2019. Not everything turned out nice last year. Due to life changes and unfortunate issues, it was heartbreaking to have to depart with my old co-host Drew JC in the spring. We had our good times and helped each other to the best that we could to our abilities. I can finally say, at this time, I hope you're doing well for yourself. Let's motor on to the next quadruple audible observational set in the my personal best of 2019 albums for this session, starting off with a few proggy tunes. First, from all the way from Russia, the chamber prog duo I Am the Morning, with their album The Bell, released on K-Scope. We'll be listening to Song of Psyche, which I love that song, love the music video, and the song itself, so it reached my singles and music videos. It's quite introspective and thought-provoking. Then we'll be listening to Toronto avant folk singer-songwriter Map Of with their new album, The Isle of Eileen, on Paper Bag Records, a late discovery in the year, and one that I liked very much to have discovered to make the list for the albums. A very true progressive album, in progressive rock concept album. We'll be listening to Kentail, and then a few other electro pop tunes, which I'll get to after the music. So here's I Am the Morning with Song of Psyche and Map Of with Kentail here on CFRU 93.3 FM, The Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
I know you are
distance between sun and sky. Now you can see why.
Thank you.
Experimental DIY electropop really stood out in 2019, and I took notice. After the progressiveness of I'm the Morning's Song of Psyche and Mappov's Kin Tale, we heard Guelph's own Kitzel with Feather off her debut album, 40 Moons That We Know Of, self-released and available on Bandcamp, followed by Vancouver queer electropop artist Devours, with Forbidden Gloon off their album Iconoclast, released on Artifact Records. None of these albums that I'm playing today I've organized in hierarchy, but if I had to choose one album that really stood out for 2019, it would have to be Kitzel and 40 Moons That We Know Of. I don't know how you do it, Kitzel. All your music is so expansive, so creative, so multi. All the styles you put together, it's a journey. It is 40 Moons. You're a wonderful artist, and I can't wait to hear more that comes from you. And of course, a good discovery to see more queer artists being recognized in music. Devours was a great discovery. And actually that leads into one of the greatest and not only the mightiest displays in my radio content last year, but I guess in my entire life, I would have to say, is coming forward to you all and to myself on the airwaves, bearing my soul out, tearing down the wall to come out as gay last February. It was the most emotional act that I have ever done in my life. It was time to truthfully just be forward with myself, with my sexuality, and to everyone. No more hiding, because I'm normally a shy person, so it was really difficult. I was and continue to be lovingly received and supported from everyone. So thank you, my good sentries. To end off this first hour of the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, the first 2020 edition, Most People, Toronto smooth synth pop rock band, with their album Call Me Up, self-released on Bandcamp. The song we'll be listening to, Leaving It All Behind, is another great song, a good song that represents my 2019. Here is Leaving It All Behind by Most People here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
on the way and I'll be fine. Take all the things you said, I wish you did, I wish you had. Never gonna be a good enough reason to keep me around. I'll be anyone in the world but me. What?